Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Mark Belusis, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on this Monday morning. It's a Monday midday right here, The Fan in New York. You've got Dove Kramer, the legendary Dove Kramer across the way, Pete Hoffman at the controls as we're rolling with you for the next 4 hours, right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call as we're a couple days away from Christmas. We're going to be ringing in a new year in 2026. And for a myriad of different reasons, get me to next year in 2026. And one of those reasons, obviously, being the New York football teams. And, you know, we'll start with the Giants, and then we'll get into a little bit of Jets. And both seasons have been over a long, long time ago. And we know the Giants have made some decisions. Out is the head coach in Brian Daboll. Out is the defensive coordinator in Shane Bowen. Out is the assistant defensive line coach in Brian Cox. We'll see exactly what transpires with their general manager, Joe Shane. Mike Kafka getting a look as the interim head coach to see if he can be a serious candidate. And Kafka's got a good reputation around the National Football League. He's interviewed for head coaching jobs around the NFL before. You know, one of them being specifically the Seattle Seahawks, but gets an opportunity here and has been here a while, whether he's calling plays, not calling plays under the guidance of the previous head coach and Brian Daboll or not. But Kafka's got former player at Northwestern, quarterback in the NFL, backup more so than anything else, but a guy that has got a good reputation around the National Football League. Do I think he's going to get a serious look for the New York Giants? I do not. But the Giants yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings, and you knew that they were going to go out there and try and run the football, which they did. Someone's got to understand me, because one of the bright lights this season for the New York Giants has been the quarterback in Jackson Dart. Yes, we've been critical, and he's been defiant, especially after that Patriot game when he took the hit along the sideline about, this is the style and fashion which I played. I played in high school. I played at USC. I played at Ole Miss. This is the way I'm going to be in the National Football League. But the point being is, well, it's really not going to go out and be all that sustainable, right? And we saw him already. He's been checked for a concussion on 5 different occasions, and he suffered a concussion earlier on in the regular season where he took a hit, fumbled the football against the Chicago Bears, right? But that's not really, you know, kind of the debate. I just don't understand when you go into a game, and I understand that there are limitations of what the Giants can go out there and do. I'm growing tired of watching Darius Slayton drop footballs. I'm growing tired of Theo Johnson, who is a big 6'6 target. I'm growing tired of Theo Johnson going out there having the ball go right through his hands as it resulted in an interception yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. Like, those storylines are growing tiresome, right? Cumbersome. They're you know, frustrating to watch, tough to see, the kind of same mundane drumbeat nature that has been Giant football for the last 3 years. It really is, where it's been a lot of losing. But yesterday was a learning experience when you're going up against Brian Flores, right? And a Brian Flores-led defense. Even without their best pass rusher in Grenard, even without one of their starting safeties, you knew what Minnesota was going to go out there and try and do, disguise their coverage in the secondary. You knew that they were going to bring pressure. We understand Andrew Thomas suffered a hamstring injury during the course of the game. He's probably going to be shut down for the rest of the season. John Runyon was not available to play. Him and his wife had their first child. That was announced about an hour and a half before the game. Congratulations to the Runyons, right? But you knew that that Giant offensive line was going to be put to the test yesterday. You knew that Jackson Dart, he was going to go to school yesterday, right? Because, you know, Flores was going to go in, and he's had success as a defensive coordinator, seeing a rookie quarterback for the first time where he's been able to confuse. And what's the one thing you want to do with quarterbacks is make them hold the football just a drum beat or a beat a little bit too long, right? Make them think. Don't have the game. Make sure the game speeds up. It doesn't slow down. That's going to be to the detriment of the offense, and that's going to be to the positive nature when you're looking at opposing defenses. And that's exactly what Brian Flores did yesterday. But, I mean, to not attempt a pass for large stretches of that game, I mean, to the 144 mark of the second quarter, when the development of Jackson Dart is priority number one, and I get you want to go out there and try and run the football. And listen, Giants could have won that game yesterday if Abdul Carter was not offside, which negated the Javon Holland touchdown. Burns, obviously, with a tremendous play and a fumble by J.J. McCarthy, and he got knocked out of the game with that right hand injury. And then he saw Brosmer in the game, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, who was terrible earlier on in the regular season against the Seattle Seahawks. You saw him in that game, and as Minnesota Viking team held on for dear life. But I just didn't understand necessarily the game plan when you're looking at Dart, who clearly did not want to scramble, did not scramble, did not run. They didn't have designed runs, wasn't going to go out there and take unnecessary hits. And you could say, well, there's limitations to what the Giants could do offensively. But why has he regressed, I mean, to an extent? You know, and maybe it's just a long season. Maybe he's beaten down. Maybe that's the instance. But why exactly, you know, where he talks the good game, he talks about the fact of how winning is important. And I understand that there are Giant fans around this tri-state area that are celebrating, that want the number one overall pick and then mortgage that number one overall pick if somebody falls in love with Mendoza, the quarterback out of Indiana. But, you know, that is not the same Jackson Dart I watched yesterday that I saw take on the Denver Broncos. That really isn't. That's not the same Jackson Dart that I saw before he got knocked out of the game against the Chicago Bears. That is not. They are not one and the same. My question is, the game plan that Kafka put together yesterday to limit the impact or limit what Jackson Dart was going to do in that passing game, maybe it was because of concerns along the offensive line. Maybe it was because of concerns about the weapons. I mean, I just didn't understand that aspect of it. And you've grown tired when you've watched this Giant team for the better part of the last 3 years about what is defined Giant football, and it really hasn't been much. Really hasn't been much. It's been a lot of losing. That is what has defined Giant football. There is no clear identity of exactly of what you are going to get from the New York Giants week in and week out, and that is going to be incumbent if Joe Shane sticks around, whoever the new head coach is. And you know, I've said it time and time again with doing the show with John on Saturday mornings right here on WFAN, Giants Talk Back Live, or whether it be on my Football Sunday show right here on WFAN. I think the Giants have got to bring somebody in that is going to basically, you know, hold everyone accountable. Like, the nonsense with the New York Giants has got to go out there and it's got to stop. There needs to be an identity to what this team is going to go out there and be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What they're going to be offensively, what they're going to be defensively. I'm not telling you that everyone's got to be, it's got to be the Patriot way. And go out there and do your job. No, I mean, you could have the personalities, but the nonsense with Abdul Carter has got to stop. And you've seen it before with other guys this year. I don't need the defensive line coach coming out there and defending Dexter Lawrence after Lawrence gets criticized by Carl Banks on the Giant broadcast. I mean, come on. And it all goes away when you start winning games, but you got to bring in a head coach here that's going to hold these team accountable and define what Giant football is going to mean moving forward here, because it's time to start winning. It's time to start winning. It's tough to watch a Giant game where there's a half-empty MetLife Stadium taking on the Minnesota Vikings late December with Christmas around the corner. And that's tough to watch. Where the parking lot is half full. That is tough to watch. It's tough to watch a game where Giant fans are going out there complaining how boring the game is because the game plan that you put together, because you have a fear of God of the quarterback going out there either taking an unnecessary hit or making a critical mistake, and you're trying to win a game ugly. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Darius Slayton continue to drop footballs. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Abdul Carter go offside, which negated the Javon Holland touchdown. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Theo Johnson, who, I mean, big target, athletic kid out of Penn State. You know, world is his oyster, can go out there and completely play the position, but he's got stone hands. Tough to watch. And you've gotten that time and time again, because I ask anybody out there, well, it's getting Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? What exactly defines the Giants here in 2025? What has defined the Giants in 24? What defined the Giants in 23? What are you going to get? Because there was a time when you thought about the New York Giants where you knew exactly what you were going to get. It might not equate to a win at the end of the day, but you knew what you were going to get. You're going to get great offensive line play. You're going to get a defense that was going to get after the quarterback. They were going to play smart. They were going to go out there, take advantage. They're going to have a quarterback that could throw through the wind at Giant Stadium or now MetLife. You could run it when you needed to run it. And that's the most important thing. When you look at NFL teams, you could have a good ground game. But here's the deal. Can you run the football when the opposing team knows you need to run the football? That's the difference. What defines the Giants now? What exactly are they? What do they want to be? And that is going to be up to the new head coach that steps into that building about, this is what we are going to be. This is an organization that's been to 5 Super Bowls, has won 4 of them. And once again, there is the air of change during the course of this offseason. We understand they're going to be looking for a new head coach. Who knows? Maybe they're looking for a new general manager as well. Maybe they do a clean sweep following this season. The general manager withstood the initial rash of change. We'll see if that transpires following this season. But this can't be about how it looks or the process. It's got to be about the results. Listen to D'Amico Ryans yesterday after the Texans knocked off the Vegas Raiders and won that game 23-21, right? And Houston has now won 9 straight games. What's the most important thing? It doesn't necessarily mean how it looks. It's a matter of finding ways to win games. And this is a Giant team and an organization that needs to learn how to win. Play good football week in and week out. Play smart football week in and week out. Define exactly what Giant football is going to be. And also have an understanding of what you need to do week in and week out. Nobody wants to hear about close losses. Nobody wants to hear about one-score games. Nobody wants to hear about where the roster is now as compared to 3-4 years ago. You know, the National Football League, you look at it year in and year out. You know, the New England Patriots, who had a 4-year absence from the NFL playoffs, right? Punched their ticket with that 11-point fourth-quarter comeback last night down in Baltimore against the Ravens. They were down at one point in time, 24-13, win the game 28-24. Wheels came off for Baltimore late with Snoop Huntley at quarterback after Lamar Jackson got knocked out of that game with a back injury late first half. But here's the point. The Patriots are the poster child. Now you might say, well, Mark, how are the Patriots the poster child? Because last year, the Patriots were in the abyss. What brought them out of that abyss? Vrabel, to go along with a dynamic second-year quarterback in Drake May. They didn't make all the splashy moves in free agency. They brought the right people in that knew that they were going to buy in. Yes, did they have a favorable schedule this year? For sure. You still got to go out there and win the games. And that victory last night by the Patriots was a statement win. Now you might say, why? Well, it was a statement win by the Patriots last night because the week previous, they blew a 17-point lead at home to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and they were down 11 in the fourth quarter last night. You want to know the last time the Patriots came back from that kind of deficit in the fourth quarter? Had to go all the way back to the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons when they were down 28-3. As Christmas is around the corner, as we're about to ring in a new year in 2026, for the New York football fan, it has been once again a long football season. And I feel for you. It's tough to watch. It's tough to talk about. The Jets are doing themselves no favors. We'll get into a little gangrene as well. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to leave them untouched on this Monday. But as far as the Giants are concerned, didn't understand the game plan yesterday. And once again, you look at a game in which, regardless of who the DC is, regardless of who the HC is, regardless of who the assistant defensive line coach is, this team needs to learn how to make winning plays and find ways to win games. As Ryan said yesterday for the Houston Texans, doesn't matter how it looks, got to win. Got to win. And it's time for the Jets and the Giants to figure out a way. And the Giants are closer than the Jets. You know why? Because they have a quarterback. And this whole idea, and I understand he has not looked particularly good as of late since Daboll left the building. I get it. Didn't understand the game plan yesterday. The Giants have found their quarterback. Don't worry about that. Don't lean into the idiocracy out there that's being thrown out there about the Giants moving on from Jackson Dart, trading him, and bringing in Fernando Mendoza. I mean, that is not happening. You know, but this is what happens. When you do a lot of losing and you need something to talk about, sometimes people like to throw you-know-what up against the wall and like to see if it sticks. You know what I'm talking about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.